Broadcasting live from the San Diego Marriott Marquis and Marina, it's CEO Exclusive. Now here's your hosts, Mark Borelli and Soini Koch.
Hey there, and welcome back to a wonderful day at the Vistage Executive Summit at the Marriott Marquis in San Diego. I'm Mark Borelli with Soini Koch, and we have our guest today, Ken Kwong. Is that correct, Ken?
Yeah, Ken Kwong. Thank you.
So, Ken, it's great to have you on the show, and I'd like to ask you, first of all, tell us a bit about your company, Torrey Hills Technology.
I founded this company about 12 years ago. Being an immigrant from mainland China, I found a very unique opportunity in this wonderful land. So I started the business 12 years ago, in the garage. Eventually, I expanded into a manufacturing company, supplying 3 raw mills to the chemical industry and also electronic components. I shipped to about 60 countries worldwide.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
Great.
So I'll let Soini go.
Tell us what are the trends that are happening in your industry that you think other middle market CEOs need to know?
Very good question. Our industry primary market is telecommunication. Right now, telecommunication is going somewhat, a tough time. Locally, San Diego, the big giant Qualcomm had a layoff of about 4,600 people last year. Another company called Broadcom is also laying off people. But from the big guys to smaller guys, like a cascading event, basically a lot of smaller guys are laying off people too. The reason behind it is over the last few years, everybody's switching from regular phone to smartphone. The whole supply chain is very busy. Right now, more or less everybody has a smartphone. So it's only replacing the new ones, the old ones with the new ones. So the supply chain is going to have to slow down a little. This presents a huge challenge for the whole industry.
Mm. Right. So basically everybody has a cell phone now. So that huge swell of new sales that was driving the sales of all those, you know, and all those different supply chains is now dried up or is kind of petered out as people only replace their cell phones every couple of years.
Yes. In my case, I replace my phone every 3 years. And some young kid will replace every 2 years or every 1 year. But the volume is definitely plateaued over last year, mm-hmm. for sure.
So how are you dealing with these challenges?
It's a very good question. I gave a talk in Silicon Valley over the weekend. It's important to innovate, to go beyond our current industry. It's more or less like a supply side. Give them new gadget, customer will like it. And a hot item in our industry is called the Internet of Things. We are going to invent something. Basically, whatever you do, whatever gadgets you have, they will be able to talk to each other, like your cars, your refrigerator, your microwave. We'll all talk to your phones. This will spur new demand. Another thing I talked a lot about is to keep our capability, but lose our identity. Keep our capability, focus on what we can do for the society to solve society's problem, but lose our telecommunication identity. We are going to venture out into, say, medical industry using telecom know-hows, venture into chemical industry, mining industry, using telecom know-how and knowledge to revolutionize different industry.
And so how are you doing that at Torrey Hills? How are you keeping your capabilities but losing your identity?
This is a very good question. Eventually, I started from electronic component equipment. I ventured into pharmaceutical industry, using our equipment to make a special kind of creams, like an ointment. Whatever you put on your hands, actually manufactured by a piece of machine called a 3-roll mill.
But a three-roll mill? Roll mill, okay.
The machine, original, when I started using, was for electronic components, but I ventured into pharmaceutical industry. That side's been doing very well for me. I'm also trying to expand into international market. Like China right now is my number 2 market outside the U.S., Korea is number 3. Just received a big order from Europe. Eventually, those equipment will go to Russia, but for pharmaceutical applications.
Okay. So what's your approach to innovation? Because certainly, I mean, you have your core capabilities and you have what you understand how to do. But as Mark, as you know, with CEOs, it's very easy to go down the wrong track or to spread yourself too thin or to try to do too many things at once. How do you know which one you're going to do and How do you choose and prioritize amongst all those different opportunities?
It's a fine line to know. Sometimes take persistence to keep driving one direction. Also takes wisdom to know when to stop. For our company, I view ourselves, we have a strong core competency, not identity, competency. Here's what we do. So I'm not going to venture beyond what we can do. So just keep our knowledge base, know-how, but driving from there. Always keep the core competency, but not identity.
Okay. And how many, you know, if you look at yourself and your company, in your leadership team, how many are there? Or is it just you?
This is a very good question. In ideal case, I want to see every one of us as a leader would drive the idea, drive the action to accomplish it. In one way, almost everybody's doing that. It's a very small company, but we enjoy, and everybody, I told them, leadership is more than a title. It's what you come up with the idea and the drive to achieve results.
And I noticed also you're an Amazon award-winning writer, author, is that right?
That's right. The story goes like this. It's been hard for, especially for immigrants, to prosper in this country. At the beginning was very hard. I learned a lot of lessons. Over the years, our colleagues put together a lot of mini case studies. So when we received a call from the publisher, we presented them a collection of mini case studies. The publisher was very happy, put them like into a book called From Startup to Start. The book sold very well last year in Amazon, became the bestseller in small business entrepreneurship, and was translated to Chinese later last year, published. It's on the way to become a bestseller in China.
Wow. Congratulations.
That's
great. Quite an accomplishment.
Thank you. And I have a different perspective as an immigrant to this great country, how to start and prosper in a small business environment. So I wrote an article, because I did a lot of guest speaking in universities. Article is titled, Teaching Entrepreneurs to Do More Than Dream. This is very important. This article was published in Wall Street Journal, op-ed article. We cannot just get a small business fired up to be excited about the entrepreneurship. We need to teach them how to run the business, how to do the P&L and the sale.
As you think about, you know, your leadership and leading your company into the future, it seems like, as you mentioned in terms of your trends, that your industry is going through a lot of change, right? There's a lot of turmoil, jobs, sales aren't necessarily what they were. What would you be your recommendation for other CEOs that are dealing with change, and how do you deal with change, and what's your approach to leading through changing times?
This is a very good question, and I spoke on this topic 2 weeks ago in the forum. Basically, look at the bright side. U.S., especially made in USA, is coming back. If you look at the statistics, more and more people are employed in the U.S. now. But everybody has this fear. You know, made in USA is coming back. Somehow, my business was forgotten. No, your business was forgotten because you are not innovating. The trend is coming back, and the jobs are coming back. It's up to individual CEOs to go beyond, to challenge themselves, go beyond the normal business environment, and to innovate. For our telecom industry, the cell phone is plateaued, the demand, but the Internet of Things will explode. Eventually, everywhere you drive, your things should be able to communicate, talk to each other through wireless.
So the Internet of Things and made in the USA are two other trends that you've just shared with us. What is the time horizon for the Internet of Things? I've been hearing about the Internet of Things for years. Like, you know, one day your cell phone is going to be able to talk to your shoes, and your shoes are going to be able to talk to this and that, and, you know, your EKG is going to talk to your heater, you know, but so far none of that has happened. So
surprisingly, it's happening now, but slowly. When you drive a newer version cars, the car can tell you what's the temperature outside, what the weather like when you drive through different cities. That's had also GPS allow you to know how to navigate. So it's happening slowly. And also, Internet of Things will drive the infrastructure. It's not like a 0 to 1 leap. It's more like 0.1, 0.2, 0.3. And then what's going to happen is the bandwidth, the communication bandwidth is a limiting factor. So that's going to depend on 5G. When 5G becomes a reality, Internet of Things will definitely become a reality. We project, I'm a engineer, we are also supporting 5G. So the 5G wireless will be in the final stage of becoming a standard in 2019. We will roll out in 2020. So by 2020, Internet of Things will be in a mass scale.
That's fascinating. And I also was seeing that, you know, your company's won a lot of awards in the San Diego area. And also, I think you're also in Inc.'s 500 fast-growing companies.
Yes, sir.
Which is congratulations on all that. Now, how do you intend to keep that going? What's driving you and your employees today? What's the next challenge, other than the industry's changing, as you look forward?
It's innovation. U.S. is famous for innovation. When no one thinks can be done, U.S. will do it. We intend to be in the forefront of doing that. Using our capability, we are going to continue to grow in pharmaceutical industry, in chemical industry, okay, and while keeping growing our base electronic industry.
Well, thank you so much for a very informative interview, Ken.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.